I'm Jason Brown, the pastor without a pulpit, and here is today's faith for today. Don't jump to conclusions. Our scripture comes from Proverbs 18:13. It says to answer before listening, that is folly and shame. And our brains do the same things. I want to start with a little story, one that just happened recently to me. I had a crown fall off my tooth, and I looked in the mirror and saw dark color of the tooth underneath, and I thought, that's it, tooth's dead, gonna have to pull it. I'd already started planning for the worst, dental doom. The dentist, he looked it over calmly and said, tooth's fine, it's just stained. Just stained? I had jumped to a conclusion and I was wrong. I let, you know, fear, I don't know if I was afraid, but assumptions did definitely take the driver's seat before I even got the facts. That little moment got me thinking, how many times do we do this in our lives, especially in our walk as Christians? Well, let's start with point one, the danger of jumping to conclusions. Proverbs 18:13 warns us to answer before listening, that is folly and shame. It's not just unwise, it's shameful. When we speak or act without understanding the full picture, we risk not only being wrong, but also causing damage, misjudging people, spreading gossip, hurting relationships, and actually out of fear instead of faith. We live in a world that loves speed, fast news, fast opinions, fast judgment, but godly wisdom asks us to slow down. Goes to point two, biblical examples of false assumptions. Let's take a few moments and look at some examples in scriptures. First, let's look at Job's friends. They saw Job suffering and jumped to conclusions. They assumed he must have sinned. They were convinced they knew the reason for his pain, and yet the end of the story, God rebukes them and honors Job's integrity. You can look that up, Job 42, verse 7. The disciples and the blind man. In John 9, the disciples see a man born blind and ask Jesus, who sinned, this man or his parents? They assumed someone had to be at fault. But Jesus corrected them, and he said, neither this man nor his parents sinned, but this happened so that the works of God might be displayed. Now, the older brother and the prodigal son. When the younger brother returns, the older brother assumes the father is being unfair, but he doesn't understand the heart of the father. His assumption blinds him to the grace. These examples show us how easily even faithful people can misjudge a situation. They acted on the appearance, not truth. Well, leads us to three. Why do we jump to conclusions? First one, fear. Like I did with my tooth, fear makes us imagine the worst. Pride. We think we already know the answer, so we stop listening. How many times do we do that in a conversation? Impatience. We do not take the time to seek the truth. We want a quick resolution. And then lack of trust in other, and sometimes even in God. But church, the more we walk with Jesus, the more we're called to be slow to speak and quick to listen. James 1:19, we're called to seek understanding, not assumptions. Takes us to four. What God's word calls us to do. Let's look at some practical steps rooted in God's word. One, listen carefully. Everyone should be quick to listen, slow to speak, and slow to anger. James 1:19, when we truly listen without trying to solve, defend, or judge, we open ourselves up to the truth. And then second, seek God's wisdom first. Trust in the Lord with all your heart and lean not on your own standing, Proverbs 3:5. Our first instinct should be prayer, not presumption. Ask. Well, I'm Jason Brown, the pastor without a pulpit, and this has been your faith for today.